Sup, podcast people. Did you miss me? Natch. So, what a summer we had. The whole country suffered a drought, although they're used to that in Mayo since 1951. That's a joke that my advisors made me put in. I don't get it. But anyway, the heat wave led to the discovery of a new henge at Newgrange. One of my 12 history slash speech slash hashtag advisors tell me it was a 4,000-year-old ring of cairns capable of sheltering up to 5,000 people. Which isn't just the archaeological discovery of the age. It also sounds like a solution to the homeless crisis. Put them in a field in Meath and pack stones around them. Problem solved.
We're going to build 20,000 new homes a year, 300 new rapid builds a month, coming on stream, dedicated.
Oh yeah, new for the autumn, there's a whole new angry MRFs, thanks to the housing crisis, which has no quick fix solutions.
That's what I said in 2014, Shimon!
Some people haven't gone away, you know.
So, you know, our plan is working-ish. It's a beast of a plan, like my Joe Wicks hit plan in the gym, which had given me abs that could crack a homeless person's head open.
LMFAO.
Bam!
Anyway, I've made huge progress as leader. My BMI is the best of any Taoiseach in the last, like, 40 years, way before I was born, PTW.
Yeah.
Hashtag One Direction era leader. There has been one downer, though. Simon Harris has got away with being a terrible Minister for Health. Better than I did. He's the longest hospital waiting list ever, the worst A&E figures ever, the worst child mental health crisis ever. He's even managed to break the GP system. And yet Twitter loves him because he's been milking the repeal the 8th thing for 9 months running. 9 months running, yikes. Totes Orky Momo. Honestly though, he's so arrogant, he reminds me of me.
And me. High five. Oh, that was my face, dude.
Yeah. So, podcast peeps, lots to get excited about for the autumn series of Callan's Kicks, not least the presidential election, which BTW is amazeballs for our government. Because,
yeah.
Like, no one is going to notice anything we're not doing while watching a bunch of squabbling businessmen in 2007 suits squabbling about how great they are.
Oh, so privileged, man.
Hashtag Auris18.
Hi, I'm Gavin Duffy, but you can call me President Emperor Gavin Duffy, sir. I've some amazing ideas. Namely, I'm going to take the full 325 grand salary of President Emperor, sir. That's a novel approach worthy of Gavin Duffy, who's a great friend of mine. I'm going to transform the Phoenix Park, or as it'll become known, the Gavin Duffy Memorial Park. There are far too many stags in it for starters. Starters? That's the only place I want to see a stag. And I know a few fellas who can help sort that out. People who know and respect me, Gavin Duffy. I'm Gavin Duffy, and I approve of Gavin Duffy.
Hello there, I'm Sean Gallagher, entrepreneur. I have not been active in social issues or public life or causes for the past 7 years because that might involve having to put a petition or some money into I just can't say that word, or Pat Kenny's face flashes into my mind. For 7 years, I have been entrepreneuring myself raw and avoiding I can't say that.
Indeed, one intends to run one's campaign just as one has been running one's presidency for the last 7 years, answering as few questions as possible, spending most of the time absent from public view, and petting one's dogs to increase the public's appreciation of one's cuteness. A cuteness that extends to how one spends one's expenses. Indeed, one of my dogs is called Freedom of Information, because you can ask him all you like about five-star hotels and travel and the like, but he won't tell you a thing. Lol, Kato.
So, there are other presidential candidates, of course, but you'd have to tune into the podcast for those.
Another parties as well going forward now, Leo, don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
And other ministers who will be dictating a budget very soon.
Dictating? Yep. Sorry, the only dictating around here will be done by...
Step aside! I should be deciding whether or not to continue a government based on the number of grants I can give to cricket lawns.
No, he said dictating.
There's someone say tic-tacs. There are only 2 calories, so count me into it.
You missed us when we were gone, guys. So remember, subscribe to the Callan's Kicks podcast.
Which begins a proper on Friday, October 5th, going forward.
Can we put a tax on that?
I know, that'd have to be discussed now in the context of the confidence and supply. And
loll your way home in a totes millennial pop culture sort of way.
I forgot to.
Anyway, I've to dash now, guys, as I've 24 advisors to teach me how to look empathetic next to farmers while not breathing in.
The spin.
And I've got 14 stylists who are custom designing shirts that come with the sleeves already rolled up, with a workmanlike slash Elysee Palace sort of vibe.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Enjoy season 12 of Callan's Kicks. Ciao for now.